Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and it's Friday, which means we take some time to dive beneath the headlines. And this week, we tackle the troubling news around Boston's public schools. From a damaging report released by the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, summarized here by Education Commissioner Jeffrey Riley.
We've got a major transportation problem. We've got a facilities issue. We've got issues with special education, ELL. I mean, there's some serious concerns in this report.
And that list of issues has some, like DESE board member Matt Hills, calling for the district to enter state receivership.
If God was superintendent, God would need receivership to be effective here.
But that is a move that Boston Mayor Michelle Wu says she would fight.
If the commissioner does put forward a proposal for the board to designate and take over the Boston Public Schools, we will be requesting a hearing and due process under the board's laws and regulations to continue to make our case.
Now, regardless of where you stand on receivership, there is no denying that the district has faced some serious issues. Recently, the district closed the Mission Hill K-8 school over pervasive bullying and sexual misconduct issues, a decision that left some parents pretty frustrated, as one told WCVB.
If they had told people earlier and given us the information, people could have made plans. Now people can't even look at private schools, even if that is an option for you. It's too late.
Families of nearly 200 students now scrambling to find an option for next fall. And on top of all that, we've seen a dozen guns found in Boston public schools since September. Four of those in the last month or so. Suffolk County DA, interim Suffolk County DA Kevin Hayden, acknowledges it as a problem.
We know that we have way too many guns on our streets right now. And so we're seeing that play out where it's reaching everywhere. It's even reaching into our schools.
And all of that comes as the district continues searching for its third superintendent in the last 7 years, fifth in the last 10. Lots to unpack, and here to help us do it, former Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson. Tito, welcome back.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, Tito, I'm going to ask you straight up, the headline in your mind about the Boston Public Schools right now, what is it?
The Boston Public Schools has had too many leadership changes. In the past 10 years, consistency has been an issue, and I believe that receivership is absolutely not where we should be headed, but we are in need of partnership, and that's really what should actually be happening. Let's also be honest about the time in which we're having this conversation, right after COVID, right? And I do want to give Brenda Casilius her props.
Current superintendent.
The Mission Hill School needed to be closed. And by the way, it needed to be closed many years before this year. Those incidents happened not actually on her watch, but sadly that culture had festered for a long period of time. The issues around the exam schools and access to exam schools, that actually got done. One of the things that frustrated me beyond no end when I was chair of the education committee was the fact that our high schools in Boston Public Schools did not have a common requirement in terms of graduation. So if you move from one school to another school, you may not actually be able to graduate. That's another thing that she did get done.
And they didn't match necessarily the matriculation requirements for the public universities here in the state either.
To get to college, right? So you were literally setting people up for failure. And by the way, some schools setting them up for failure, some schools setting them up for success. There's a lot of work to do, and in particular, the partnership needs to happen, in particular, in the areas of English language learners, as well as our special education young people.
Okay, so a couple things there. I do want to note that the memo that DESE sent did not actually wind up proposing receivership, and Mayor Wu's counterproposal, which they're continuing to go back and forth on, she does frame it as partnership between the state and DESE. I want to pick up more. You just gave a litany of challenges that date back. So you served in the city council till 2017, left in early 2017 to run for mayor. Then and now, Boston...
Hold on, don't kick me out. I didn't leave until 2018.
Thank you. You ran in 2017. That's right. I'm like, Craig, get these dates right.
No, it's all good.
But when you ran, the question is, then and now, are the Boston public schools better or worse now than they were then?
Yeah, so I would say invariably... schools as a whole, having young people having missed a year and a half. By the way, that's not only Boston Public Schools. Those are schools across the state. The impacts of COVID, and in particular, the socio-emotional impacts of COVID for all young people, I believe stunted growth. So I believe that we are in a worse situation. At that time, one of the things that I beat the drum on a regular basis was two-thirds of the Boston public schools, we have 125 buildings, two-thirds of them were built before 1945. So the physical infrastructure has been a real issue. And that's something, by the way, I believe that the state could partner with us on, and they have a checkbook that's actually larger than our own checkbook. So that's one other component. I believe also now, and it was addressed earlier, the issues around violence and the like, those are also exacerbated by what has been going on. But I also am optimistic about parents. And the community being able to step forward and have more input in the direction. One, the city of Boston and the city council has thoughtfully put forward legislation to change the school committee and actually have remember, there's 351 cities and towns in the state of Massachusetts. There is only one that has a mayorally appointed school committee. And that is the city of Boston. And I believe we would be in a better situation there. But the other issues also that has been settled is that at least now there is a transportation, there's a contract with the bus drivers, which was something that had been unsettled for a long time. So there's a lot going on here.
There's like a million things.
Yes.
Right? All right. So first, Mayor Wu is asking for another $10 million from the state to partner. The city is already receiving hundreds of millions of dollars, ARPA funds. Why is another tranche of money important?
So
I mean, one might say maybe it's not.
Yeah. So when you look at in particular, the physical plant of the buildings, and Tiziana, I'd love to walk you around some of the buildings in the city of Boston. They are falling down, and so having 125 antiquated buildings, many of them that the kids can't drink water out of the wall.
Bathrooms aren't functioning appropriately.
And they weren't built for 21st century education. 125 buildings, and I know Mayor Wu has talked about $2 billion. If you talk to people who build buildings, that for 125 actual buildings, that's not a whole lot of money.
Yeah, and to note, so she's announced essentially a capital improvement project of $2 billion to go into schools. And that is a question, right? So if that's the level of infrastructure decrepitude that we're dealing with, then what amount of money possibly could be enough? I do wonder. I mean, you are laying out this litany that is racked and stacked over time and that I think would resonate actually with people in a lot of school districts around the state. Mm-hmm. What, I don't want to be nihilistic, but is it doable to fix this?
We actually, 100% of our future in the city of Boston is in the young people. Not saying that we're past tense, but when it comes down to it, those are the futurists and those are the people who have to be here. We found money to do the big dig in the state of Massachusetts. If we can find money to do a highway, to carry people forward, we can find the money to build the infrastructure for our young people. We need the wraparound services, counselors.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about the cultures in the schools?
Yes. So we cultures as well as resources in the schools. And I don't even get into the fact that some places don't have, as some of the young people call it TP, which is toilet paper.
Right.
We need counselors. There has been an extension of nurses. There used to be half a nurse in each school. Nurses are amazing people. I know that they can't be in two places at one time. So that is an addition. And in particular for our most vulnerable students. So these are our special education students. And also we have a large population of English language learner students. But then in Boston, we have actually another population that many other cities and towns don't have. And they're called SIFE students. So these are students with interrupted formal education, mm-hmm. oftentimes coming from places where there were agrarian cultures where kids would miss 5, 6, 7 years of school. So they have no language, no written skills. These are those challenges that I believe that the state, and I would like to see the state partner with the city of Boston on in helping us get to where we need to be. Last, receivership has not worked. In Southbridge, in Lawrence, and in Holyoke, and so to think that the state could take over the largest district in the state with a $1.4 billion budget, I don't believe that is the play. But I do believe the parents have to have the say. And by the way, there are really intelligent students. Who need to be at the table in this transformation. This can't be something that happens from on high. It has to be about partnership. It has to be about rolling our sleeves up and actually adults doing what need to be done to ensure young people get the opportunity that they need.
All right. That is Tito Jackson, former Boston City Councilor and CEO and founder of Apex Noir Cannabis, also one of the inaugural members of the new Boston Commission on Black Men and Boys. Thank you, Tito.
Thank you.
All right. Listen, we wanted to ask Tito what he was going to ask the mayor. We ran out of time, but we do have the mayor on Monday, and we want to know what you would like to know from Boston Mayor Michelle Wu. So if you have questions, join our texting group to ask them. You get started by texting the word Boston to 617-766-0382. That's Boston to 617-766-0382. You can join our texting group and tell us what you'd like to know from Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, who will be with us next Monday. And we will be back after a break. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.